Morning Watch, Material Offerings and the Lord's Move Today, Week 3. Material Offerings and Full-Time Service. Tuesday. Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 5, 9-11, 13, and 16-17. Therefore also we are determined, whether at home or abroad, to gain the honor of being well-pleasing to Him. For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done through the body according to what he has practiced, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God. Yet I hope that we are made manifest also in your consciences. For whether we were beside ourselves, it was to God, or whether we are sober-minded, it is for you. So then we, from now on, know no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him, so no longer. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. Romans 15:16. That I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offerings of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? Suggested reading. The Bible also tells us about many people who were beside themselves in offering up their possessions and houses. Acts 4 mentions the disciples selling their all and laying the money they received at the apostles' feet. Many people agreed that we should be zealous, but they say that we should be careful, balanced, and not go to extremes. Yet throughout the past 2,000 years, all those who have truly consecrated themselves to the Lord were men who risked everything to offer up themselves. The more a person loves the Lord, the more he consecrates. One brother asked me, "How can you love the Lord so much, and why can't I love him so much?" I said, "If you give your money to the Lord, you will love him. The Lord said that where your treasure is, there is your heart also." If you want your heart to follow the Lord, your money must first go to the Lord. When your money goes into the offering box and you say, "Amen," your heart will go with it as well. In Shanghai, two sisters who were nurses each earned less than $100 a month. They saved their wages in the bank. After they heard the Lord's word, they were moved in their heart, and one after the other offered up all their savings. Today, many people are planning too much for themselves. They are not willing to offer up their all. They make reservations for themselves. The result is that the gospel has lost its impact. During every great revival in history, we find men who were beside themselves in loving the Lord, who risked all to offer up themselves. I am not exhorting you to give everything to the Lord, but you must be a person who is fully consecrated to the Lord. One elderly sister once came to Mr. George Mueller and said, "My 70th birthday is approaching. By that time, I will have saved enough money to buy a coat. This has been my wish for many years. I've been saving ever since I was 42 years old, and I have been looking forward to the day when I would have such a coat. I have waited 28 years. Today I can finally buy it. However, the Lord is touching me to offer up these 15 pounds. When Mr. Mueller heard this, he felt that this would cost the elderly sister too much, and he wondered whether she would later regret it. He dared not accept that money, yet the sister was quite resolute and determined to offer it up. Later, Mr. Mueller testified that he had thought that it was difficult for poor people to love the Lord, but the Lord had died for all. And when one was touched by the Lord, even a savings of 28 years meant nothing to her anymore. Today we want all the young people to offer their time to the Lord. At the same time, we want them to offer themselves fully to the Lord. Some may have to give themselves to make money for the Lord. Such ones have to do their best to earn an offer. Some may have to offer themselves to serve the Lord full time. We need both kinds of people. Does not the gospel need to be preached in many places? Is not the church taking the right path? If there were no need to preach the gospel, and if the church were on the wrong path, we could keep our money and save it for our own use. But if the gospel needs to be preached, and if the church is on the right path, we have to be beside ourselves for the Lord. We have to recalibrate the focus of our living. Formerly, we earned money for ourselves. Today, everything has to be for the Lord. We have to rise up and be beside ourselves. We have to be beside ourselves in the preaching of the gospel and in the offering up of our all.